Simple things that are happening.
There are simple things that are happening.
All around me.
All around me.
And your plan.
And your plan.
Needs to be unfolding.
Needs to be unfolding.
So I'm asking for grace this morning.
So I'm asking for grace this morning.
To hear what your spirit.
To hear what your spirit.
Is whispering in my heart.
Is whispering in my heart.
Mary has a better plan.
Mary has a better plan.
Because she's listening to Jesus.
Because she's listening to Jesus.
Martha's got her plan.
Martha's got her plan.
And she's upset.
And she's upset.
That she's got a lazy sister.
That she's got a lazy sister.
I need to change.
I need to change.
Give me wisdom.
Give me wisdom.
Because there's others that made a plan.
Because there's others that made a plan.
And it's not because God's not in charge.
And it's not because God's not in charge.
Or prompting them.
Or prompting them.
Or me.
Or me.
To do stuff.
To do stuff.
But it's got to be God.
But it's got to be God.
That straightens me out.
That straightens me out.
And gets me to where I want to go.
And gets me to where I want to go.
Under the anointing of the Lord.
Under the anointing of the Lord.
Not under my own steam.
Not under my own steam.
Or what I think is right.
Or what I think is right.
Amen?
Amen.
This morning I heard, go to my utmost for his highest and read October 13th. So that's where I'm taking you right now. If you have your Bible, you can go to Exodus 2:11. You say, well, why didn't you read today? I did. But the message is not about today. It's about October 13th, which that could be the Feast of Tabernacles. Anyway, Moses went out unto his brethren and looked on their burden. Moses went out unto his brethren, meaning the Jews and the Israelites, amen, and looked on their burden. Now I'll give you 2017 version. I just drove under a bridge. I saw all these homeless people, and I see their needs. I could empty out my wallet. I could give everything away, and they'd have a great lunch. And I would feel good about myself. I could go to an orphanage and adopt all the children because I feel sorry for them. Moses went out unto his brethren and looked on their burden. Kim goes to Canada. Haven't lived there for many years. Sees the distraught people from Quebec, broken down under burdens that are not theirs, don't know how to get free, and I'm going to help them. Why are you shaking your head, you? You go to Quebec too.
I know.
All right.
I'm there all the time.
I'm picking on you. I want you to see how nothing has changed in humanity. But as you listen to Oswald Chamber and his coordinates so that you can wake up and not get caught. So just close your eyes right now. I want you to just listen. Moses saw the oppression of his people and felt that he was the one to deliver them. And in the righteous indignation of his own spirit, he started to right their wrongs or to correct their mistakes. After the first strike for God and for right, God allowed Moses to be driven into a blank discouragement. He set him into the desert to feed sheep for 40 years. At the end of that time, God appeared and told Moses to go and bring forth his people. And Moses said, Who am I that I should go? In the beginning, Moses realized that he was the man to deliver the people. But he had to be trained and disciplined by God first. Take a deep breath. Let it go. Say, I might need to be trained.
I might need to be trained.
And to be disciplined by God.
And to be disciplined by God.
Before I set my neighbors free.
Before I set my neighbors free.
So he was right in the individual aspect, but he was not the man for the work until he had learned communion with God. Wow. He was right in the individual aspect. In other words, his giftings and his callings were on target. He knew correctly that he was the deliverer. He was the anointed one, but the work that needed to be completed was a work of communion with God. Harmony, koinonia, love feast between you and God. We may have the vision of God and a very clear understanding of what God wants, and we start to do the things. Then comes something equivalent to the 40 years in the wilderness. As if God had ignored the whole thing. And when we are thoroughly discouraged, I love this part. When we are thoroughly discouraged, God comes back and revives the call. And we get the quiver in and say, Oh, who am I? And we have learned the first great stride of God. I am that I am has sent thee. We have learned that our individual effort for God is an impertinence. Our individuality is to be rendered incandescent by a relationship to God. In Matthew 3:17, it says, We fix our individual aspect of things. We have the vision. This is what God wants me to do. But we have not got into God's stride if we are going through a time of discouragement. There is a big personal enlargement ahead. So you can see yourself. And when we believe that we're ready to do some house cleaning on the neighbors, but the house cleaning that's really needed is... And he has prepared us to do things. And of course, knowing that if we run ahead, we're going to crash. Mm-hmm. We might kill somebody and bury that dead body in the sand, just like Moses did. Mm-hmm. And you and I would say, Oh my God, I'm not going to the state penitentiary to find the next guy that's going to preach the gospel. But that's what Jesus did. Mm-hmm. He reached out to Moses after he killed one of the Egyptians. And so, you know, when you think that God would choose one that would kill an Egyptian, and we just had in the news how many Egyptians killed?
43. Mm-hmm.
Is it possible that one of those guys from ISIS can be transformed into a preacher?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But see, right away there's a stirring in my heart. I want to get rid of you. Why? Because we're still related. to Martha, to Moses. And our quest, from my perspective, is what I shared with you guys last night a little bit about Bob Jones. He's before the Lord. He's in heaven. His body's a mess. And the Lord says, you need to go back. Bob Jones says, I don't want to go back. And the Lord says, yes, you haven't learned how to love. So I rest my case. Have I learned how to love?